My name is Alice May Moreddon, born as Alice May Davis. I was born at the Meadows, 1st of May 1929.
And it was known as the Meadows then, but what was it?
Workhouse, I suppose, I don't know.
Erdolith.
Yes, Erdolith.
How did you come to be born in the workhouse?
Well, my mother was working in Myvod, and she'd already had one child, Arthur Emlyn Davis. Her mother said that she would have to go to the workhouse to have the child, so that's what happened.
So the mother didn't want the child born at home?
No, the grandmother didn't really either, you see, because because she was working on a farm, and so that's where I had to go, and I was born at the Dolith.
So you were the little baby?
Yes, just a little baby. I don't know how long I was at the Dolith. A farmer in Tregeiriog had lost his wife and he wanted a housekeeper. So that's how I went to Tregeiriog.
With your mother?
With my mother, yes.
And your little brother?
No, not my little brother. Was brought up with his grandmother. Mm. But she couldn't cope with another little baby.
Right.
That's how I went there. I don't know how long I was there. Well, I didn't get to know for 8 years, really.
But it's
long
on
time. It's on my certificate.
Your birth certificate.
Yes, that's how I know.
So what did you think the Meadows was like?
I had no idea. No, I didn't know where it was either.
So your mum and you went to work?
To work on the farm as a housekeeper. The farmer had lost his wife and he must have applied to the workhouse for a housekeeper, and that's how we got there, Tregeiriog.
Was your mum happy there?
Well, she was happy there, yes, but a few months went by and she became pregnant, and the farmer and her got married, but she died giving birth to the next baby, yes.
And what happened when your mother died?
I must have gone back to my grandmother, and grandmother had already got my brother. My grandmother must have asked the lady across the road, would she like to take me, you know, because she couldn't look after me and my brother, because she was getting on in age. The lady was called Mrs. Greatrix, and she took me on because her children had grown up, and the youngest was 14, and she thought she wasn't going to have any more children. She took me on anyway. In about 4 months, she found out that she was pregnant.
Right.
So she thought, well, I can't look after two, you know, babies. Well, there was a person working as a maid in Mrs. Greatrix's, and she must have asked her mother whether she would take me, and that's how I went to live with Mrs. Annie Davis Pantafanan.
Did you stay permanently with Mrs. Davis?
Yes, I did. Yes, I grew up.
Did you ever see Mrs. Greatrix again?
Oh, yes, I saw Mrs. Greatrix lots of times in chapel, and she I used to call her Mammy anyway. And if I was doing something wrong in where I lived, in Pantafanan, the lady there, Mrs. Davis, would say, I'll tell Mammy about you, because I called Mrs. Greatrix Mammy for many years.
Yes.
The other lady was my mum as well, so I had two mothers.
Yes.
Lucky. Three, you know.
How old were you when you left Mrs. Greatrex then?
I wasn't quite two when my mother died.
No.
And so two and a half I'd be, wouldn't I? Well, I had a lovely life, really. I was playing around the fields and that, and I went to chapel on a Sunday, three times on a Sunday. We'd go to chapel in the morning and then go home for dinner, which was about a mile away. I walked, in the afternoon. It was Sunday school, and went to Sunday school. After Sunday school, I used to go to places like other people's homes. I'd go there for tea, and then we'd have perhaps a game of cards or dominoes or anything like that. You know, we played games and then went to chapel at 6 o'clock. And by now, we used to have to go and learn a verse out of the Bible, and we used to go and say our verse to the minister that was there, you know.